There's no competition. His teeth gleamed. He drew my trapped hands around his back, holding me to his chest. I kept as still as I could, even breathing with caution. I know there's no competition, I mumbled into his cold skin. That's the problem. Of course Rosalie is beautiful in her way, but even if she wasn't like a sister to me, even if Emmett didn't belong with her, she could never have 1/10, no, 1/100 of the attraction you hold for me. He was serious now, thoughtful. For almost 90 years, I've walked among my kind, and yours, all the time thinking I was complete in myself, not realizing what I was seeking, and not finding anything, because you weren't alive yet. It hardly seems fair, I whispered, my face still resting on his chest, listening to his breath come and go. I haven't had to wait at all. Why should I get off so easily? You're right, he agreed with amusement. I should make this harder for you, definitely. He freed one of his hands, released my wrist, only to gather it carefully into his other hand. He stroked my wet hair softly from the top of my head to my waist. You only have to risk your life every second you spend with me. That's surely not much. You only have to turn your back on nature, on humanity. What's that worth? Very little. I don't feel deprived of anything. Not yet. And his voice was abruptly full of ancient grief. I tried to pull back, to look in his face, but his hand locked my wrists in an unbreakable hold. What? I started to ask when his body became alert. I froze, but he suddenly released my hands and disappeared. I narrowly avoided falling on my face. Lie down, he hissed. I couldn't tell where he spoke from in the darkness.